All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday morning. You know it's time for a little rock and roll trivia question. And again, Freddie's on the phone this morning. He's just consumed with work, getting ready for basketball. Freddie keeps stats for basketball games, and he's such a round baller. And today he is calling in to ask the question today. And Freddie, I'm just wondering what kind of question you got for us.
Well, of course, it's Rock and Roll Tuesday, and thanks for being patient with me as I am trying to compile information about all these 64 teams, 65 actually.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting time. But we're going to do something from, a point in the calendar today and what's coming up. We're going to do a one-hit wonder, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we go. They were a Chicago band and gave themselves a name from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar.
Hmm.
Name their only top 10 hit that Ron's about to play, and the name of the group. Ron, I sent along where you can find it. Put that single down. I want the name of the song and the name of the group.
All right. I appreciate it. I'm clicking on it right now, and I don't even know what it is because you didn't label it. I appreciate your keeping it real.
Well, I want to make sure that we honor our mission here.
All right. Well, here we go, folks. Oh, I know that song really well, Freddie. That is the Ides of March with a song called Vehicle. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Exactly, and of course, tomorrow is the Ides of March, and from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, remember the soothsayer, beware the Ides of March. And it was a great song. Every band in the world learned to play Vehicle.
Yeah, it's a really good tune. They sounded a lot like, sounded a little bit like Chicago, but I thought they sounded a lot like Blood, Sweat, and Tears because of the lead singer.
I mean, they had some punch. They had some real punch. It was a good tune. But that was their only single that made it to give them any real success. It peaked number two in March of 1970, and it stayed on the charts for 12 weeks. But after that, their vehicle had all of its tires stolen and was sitting on four cinder blocks, musically speaking.
You know, it's really interesting, Freddie, when somebody comes out with something new musically, some kind of a new sound, then there are other sound-alikes who come along. And in addition to the Ides of March, there was a group called Crow who did Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me, and then also Lighthouse out of Canada did a song called One Fine Morning. You remember those?
I remember all of them. In fact, I have them.
Really good stuff. I mean, really brass rock, I guess you would call it. Hey, Freddie, thank you very much. It's been enjoyable, even though you're not here, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right, Ron, give me one more day of doing all my homework, and then we'll be back in the studio together.
Sounds good to me.